Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who's the least racist one of all? Well now, let's see. Is it Adolf Hitler? Could it be Pol Pot? What about David Duke? Maybe, I don't know, George Wallace? Tough call. But wait, I think it has to be Donald J. Trump. At least DJ thinks so, and with that very big brain he has and an IQ right off the charts, he's got to be right. Oh, I know, we call the Mexican immigrants rapists and carriers of disease, criminals and gang members, but that isn't racist if it's true, is it? And okay, he has a bit of a bias against Muslims, mostly terrorists, but hey, he's against their religion, not their race. Different, right? Doesn't make him a racist, just a religionist, or something like that. Okay, he told those four congresswomen to go back where they came from. Maybe he didn't know they were women of color. Being colorblind, how would he know? Those folks down in Charlottesville, all he meant was there were good folks on both sides. White supremacists and those who don't like Nazis. Why pick sides? We got a big tent Republican Party now, no need to exclude folks for their beliefs. So what if he called Baltimore a rat-infested mess? Duh, just means he doesn't love rats, not black folks. And this week he blamed the white supremacists in the same tweet he blamed liberal protesters and the mayor of Toledo. Does that sound like a racist? Sure, he questioned Obama's birthplace. So what, he just wanted to see a birth certificate. And okay, when they produced one from Hawaii, he probably didn't realize Hawaii had been part of the United States. History isn't his strong suit, but does that make him a racist? The man is the least prejudiced man in America, at least white America. Not a racist bone in his Big Mac supersized body, near as anybody can prove. He pretty much dislikes everybody equally. I gotta tell you though, if Mr. T is the least racist guy in the country, and I think by now you'll agree with that fact, I feel like turning myself into the NAACP as a thought criminal. Because if I'm more racist than this guy, I'm definitely a danger to myself and the neighbors. Now, I don't want to speak for you, but I think we both know we ought to join the KKK and quit kidding ourselves. Thank you.